Hello and welcome to Can You Get It to That? I am your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I am your other co-host, Matthew Olson. And Caitlin, I have a question for you that you should have anticipated at this point.
What's your question?
What language would you like me to say that certain word in?
Let's go with, I have no idea how this is going to turn out, Welsh.
Welsh. It's there. All right. It's in the options. Okay. So let's see. B-I-G. Oh, that's easy. So I'm on the actual translate.google.com page right now, which got way fancier since I last saw it. Because
when was the last time you saw it?
I don't know. When I was fucking taking Spanish class in high school or something. Mm-hmm. So if you type in on the translate this side in English, it'll show you definitions underneath. So I type in big, gives you the adjective and noun and all that stuff. And then on the right hand side, it'll give you the translation, but it'll also give you like things that are close to it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you like a ranking of like what it thinks is best to worst translation.
Yeah.
So for Welsh, big becomes mar, M-A-W-R, mar. But there's also far, F-A-W-R, and farion and marion, which those have to be modifiers, right? Farion and
that's
marion.
That's the thing about that translation. The amount of time I spend on Google Translate is a lot more than you, I guess. That translation, that other translations thing is borderline useless in my experience.
Okay.
But
Big Apple says afal mar. So I don't know what marion and farion are.
Marion is what you say when you are describing the singer Omarion. That's the only time you use that form. Sort of a neologism.
Well, I'm coming at you live from the afal mar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling pretty good. Just ate a Popeye's meal on the train ride over. Had some chicken tendos.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know a fucked up thing?
I suppose.
Our good friend and guest on the show back on episode 50, and this is episode 75, so it feels like a great time to mention this, Marvi Khwaja.
Mm-hmm.
She is at a hotel that has a Nando's in it right now.
No.
They got the
Nando's in the hotel?
They got the cheeky Nando's right there, adjacent to the
lobby.
Right
in there?
Right
in
the
lobby?
Yeah.
Where is this place?
Oh, it's in like, it's around DC.
Oh. Nando's has come so far in America, and I'm so proud of them as a chain.
Okay. Hold on. Nando's.
Is there what?
I'm going to type in Nando's afal mar and see what happens. Wait, Nando's NYC? Best Nando's in New York? Wait,
what?
Yelp, this isn't helpful. Nando's isn't like a type of food.
I don't know what you're talking about. You want to go to the best one.
There's one Nando's listed in Brooklyn, and it's listed as closed.
Oh.
I feel like this is a joke. I feel like it was never there.
But maybe it is there. Maybe it's just the owners of the Nando's were so overwhelmed with business that they kind of want to keep it on the down low.
Maybe that. I thought you were about to launch us right into some Mandela effect BS.
Oh, man, no. I wasn't even thinking about that for once.
I feel like 2017 is the year of the Mandela effect.
It's been the year of the Mandela effect.
Well, this
since I found out about the Mandela effect.
It's been
that year.
But so this is our first episode of 2017. And what's the first newsworthy thing that happens in 2017?
Young Pope.
Before that.
I don't remember.
Someone climbs.
It's been five whole days. I can't keep track of everything that happened in the last 5 days.
Someone climbs up to the Hollywood Hills and changes the Hollywood sign to Hollyweed.
Right.
And that's great and funny. But the thing that fucked with me was that someone was like, is it just me, or did this sign used to say Hollywood? As right, though yeah. It was a, and I was like, you can literally do that for any change
yeah.
that you can explain rationally now.
Yeah.
But it will give me some pause. Like, the thing is that now...
It'll give you doubt.
The thing is so engraved in my mind that even the mere suggestion of a change being due to that...
Yeah.
...is enough to give me kind of like the heebie-jeebies.
And now that we know... Now that the mainstream liberal media has been so thoroughly discredited, we can't just go to CNN.com to check our recollections, you know?
Caitlin?
Yeah?
Tell me what you think of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make Wikipedia a Mandela-proof space. Now, recent events on this very show make that seem difficult.
It can't be done. I don't know why.
Well,
I don't know why you'd even suggest that.
Why is it that our consciousness can slip time streams,
mm-hmm.
but computers can't?
But Wikipedia cannot.
What if we built a biological Wikipedia, a sentient Wikipedia? What if we put Jimmy like Wales' brain in a jar?
We just got someone to memorize Wikipedia. Is that what that is?
Actually, that sounds like a way more practical
yeah.
implementation. Yeah, I don't see why that would be a problem.
No, no. There's somebody out there that that has time to devote to that.
Somebody memorize it. How often do edits actually happen? Come on.
Well, I mean,
how many pages is Wikipedia sitting at right now? Not that many.
Listen, the edits are not. It's right now. It's at 5,324,486 articles in English. The edits are not an issue. What we want to do is preserve Wikipedia. You know, at one we want to just like put a pin in it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then in another year, we'll have somebody else come along and memorize the new Wikipedia.
And we'll have them compare the stacks to
just
see what's changed.
Notes. Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. Seems practical. Somebody get on that. We don't really... Can You Get to That is a nonprofit in that we don't make money, but we don't have any money to give.
You ever watch that Nova, I believe, about the London taxi drivers?
No.
You know about London taxi drivers?
They're just... They know where everything is.
They have a really good memory because... The city of London is like really complicated and confusing,
mm-hmm.
and they just fucking memorize the entire map. They have to do that to get certified as taxi drivers.
Hmm.
So what I'm saying is, you know, the human memory, it's bigger than you think.
I mean, I'm pretty good at navigating maps in the video game Hitman. So
mm-hmm. with the mini map, yeah,
not with the mini map. No. Mm,
how else do you do it?
Just know where the things are.
Well, that's...
I know where to pick up the wrench, and then...
Uh-huh.
I got that game, and that's the first game in well over a year. No. I mean, I really liked Doom, but this is the first game in a long time that I feel like kind of obsessed with.
Yeah, I can tell.
Like, kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing a lot of virtual murders.
Like, definitely obsessed with.
Yeah.
Now, you said you've been doing a lot of virtual murders, and that doesn't a priori lead to make that connection with you being obsessed with a game. Unless you were also just obsessed with general murder, so I'm not sure where or why...
Oh, I mean, I've just been playing it a lot. That shows that I'm obsessed, right? And all you do in that game is virtual murders, basically.
That's true. That's why they call it Hitman.
That is why it is, in fact, 100% why they call it that. You know what's one exotic locale I would like to see them take that game to?
Oh, no.
What?
Is it Scotland, Matt?
Yeah. How did you know?
Just a hunch I had.
Think about all the great things in Scotland.
All the great things about Scotland. Let's see. Whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Moors.
The Kelvin Grove Art Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Urquhart Castle. Loch Ness. Duh.
Obviously, the Lake of Ness.
Yeah. What else does it say on Google underneath top sites?
Probably says robertburns.com, right?
No. Sites like with your eyes, not with like
websites.
Yeah, like Edinburgh Castle. Let me just do top sites. Oh, look, it says robertburns.com right there.
Yeah, I did some research ahead of time, so that's
which
what I knew.
Which actually takes you to, let's find out. robertburns.com, HTTP error 404, the requested resource is not found. Someone...
Yeah, nobody's been maintaining the website after he died.
And remind me when he died? What century he died in?
1796.
We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm pretty sure that's actually true. We can check later. Yeah, but a Burns supper, Matt.
What about it?
How does that make you feel? Nice steaming haggis. A few glasses of scotch.
You're talking to someone who just ate Popeyes on the train,
mm-hmm.
and is jealous that I have a friend who's near a Nando's.
Yeah.
So clearly, I'll put anything. Anything in my tummy.
Yeah.
If I can put some buffalo sauce on that haggis.
On the haggis.
Ew. Somehow I'm not grossed out by the thought of eating haggis. I'm grossed out by the thought of like, that's definitely not a flavor combo, right?
I don't know. I've never eaten it, so I don't know. Maybe it goes really well.
Tell me what's involved in a Burns supper before we launch into this.
So you go in. Somebody gives a grace. It's a specific grace that Robert Burns gave at some party a long time ago.
Just some party.
Yeah, well, it's like associated with him now.
Rockin' New Year's Eve with Robert Burns.
That's correct. Rockin' New Year's Eve, 1790.
Sorry, New Year's
with Robbie Burns.
New Year's Rockin' Eve? Is that what they call it?
In Scotland, it's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Okay, right.
and then... Boom, bagpipes come in. Haggis comes in with the bagpipes. Scotch comes in with the bagpipes. And then a person in a kilt stands in front of the haggis. They give Robert Burns's famous ode titled Address to a Haggis.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the moment in the poem when he references cutting a haggis open with a knife, the person giving the recitation cuts the haggis open with a knife. And then everybody eats the haggis. Everybody gives a bunch of toasts. And presumably everybody gets pretty drunk. I've never been, but I have to imagine that's probably part of the deal.
All right. Sounds like a good time.
January 25th, you know. I don't know what you'll be doing, but I know where I'll be.
Let me search Burns Supper Offalmar.
I'm positive that you can find one in New York City.
Absolutely. Burns Night Supper in NYC. Well, that's for 2016. Burns Night Supper in NYC.
A little out of date.
2017. Is anyone planning one?
Maybe you should be planning one.
Wait, January 20th, as held by the American Scottish Foundation?
Yeah, it's close enough, you know.
I would have to join the American Scottish Foundation. And I don't know what their qualifications...
You have to be Scottish, you mean?
I didn't want to say it in so blunt of terms, but yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't know. Well,
are you going to do it? Are you going to do it on the 25th? Are you going to get some haggis and get real drunk and schwasty?
I do not know. We'll see. If anybody wants to invite me to their Burns supper, I'll come.
I think, you know, your house, you got enough people. You got the right mindset.
Yeah. The thing is, Matt, I don't know if you knew this. It's hard to get a haggis in the United States.
I didn't know this. No.
There's a law which people refer to colloquially as the haggis ban. Well, I think it's actually two laws they're referring to when they say that. But one of them is a law banning any importation of lamb from the United Kingdom because they were afraid of mad cow disease.
Right. Okay.
And then there's also, on top of that, just a blanket ban on saving lungs for human consumption in the United States. Yeah. And that's one of the things that goes in there. So
wait,
people have to sort of figure out their own way to make one without that in it, or
dang,
you know.
Okay. Anyway. You learn something new every day.
Maybe there's also a thriving black market in haggis. I do not know.
Let's start this game.
Yes.
After you give me a brief foot update.
Oh, I'm walking now. Very poorly. Very badly.
All right, we'll leave it at that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the issue is not that the bone is broken anymore. The issue is that my leg doesn't work.
Right. You've been not using it enough for a while.
Yeah. So that's a challenge.
Which is just one of the wildest things about our bodies.
Mm-hmm. That it stops working if you don't use it.
That it's not a constant thing. I don't want to think too much about bodies.
All right, here we go.
Step one.
Yonbuk Science College.
Okay.
It's a junior college in North Korea. Sorry, did I say North Korea? What I meant was South Korea.
It's in the North Joya.
I don't think the L's are Spanishified in.
I was trying to say it like this was located in like fucking San Diego.
La Jolla.
Located in the North La Jolla province. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeolla. Is that better?
Sure. I don't know.
It's in South Korea. Lists here its founding date, who the current president is, and absolutely nothing else.
Damn, are you seeing this? There's two sections. I've never seen this. There's an academic section and a history section, but both of those just say this section is empty.
Yeah. Weird.
Damn.
So someone went in, said, we should have a section for academics and a section for history. Hit save.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put anything in there and never updated it.
Yeah.
Wacky. Just wacky. Okay, so we got to get to poetry, right?
Well, or we could get to Scotland. Either way.
What do you know about Korean-Scottish relations?
As much as you, I'm guessing.
Okay. Bad route.
Yeah.
What do you want to click on? Junior college, South Korea, La Jolla?
La Jolla, I don't think is going to do it. We could... Man, junior college, I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, it'll go to the page junior college. And
right, that's true.
That's kind of what I'm leaning towards, I think.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me.
Junior college.
Bing! Junior college, step two. It refers to different educational institutions in different countries. And then it lists here just six countries.
Unfortunately, not Scotland in particular.
Yeah, India, Pakistan, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, United States. Which is kind of a pain. Wait, what is...
I don't know what this is.
Under C, also, there's a link to cooling out.
Both words capitalized.
What do you think that possibly could be? Is that like when you take a year off after high school? I'm just cooling out.
That's probably what it is. I was gonna just guess that it's where you like put on some sunglasses and turn your hat backwards.
And you're all cooled out.
And now you're cooled out. But
what if it's like the antiquated term for too cool for school? Which is when, like, you put on your sunglasses and your backwards baseball cap, and they're like, you graduate right now.
You're too cool.
Here's your doctorate.
Yes. Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Go start a startup, please. Mm-hmm. Invigorate the economy. I can feel this Popeyes is taking a real fucking toll on me.
Uh-oh, is your tummy rumbly?
My tummy is rumbly. I gotta say, I got a little bit of pudge because I don't bike anywhere.
Oh, no.
And I don't get any other exercise.
Matthew.
So I've definitely got a little bit of a gut going on. A New Year's resolution should be to do like a dozen push-ups and it'll just go away.
But yeah, that'll do it. That's all you need.
One round dozen push-ups and it'll go away.
Well, a baker's dozen.
That's if I want to get ripped.
Yeah. I actually did that. Not exactly that, but when I was, no joke, when I was in like the sixth grade, we had this substitute gym teacher that was like, yo, if you just do 10 or 15 push-ups a day, like, you'll have good triceps.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing that.
And how good were your triceps?
And my triceps, you know, for a 12-year-old, were pretty good, I think.
When did you stop doing that?
I don't know that I ever really stopped doing that. Except at some point I started, like, actually exercising, so that sort of supplanted it.
I see. Right. You do actually...
Yeah.
You do actually work out and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Kind of weird, if you ask me.
Well, I mean... To you, maybe.
Yeah, to like, someone who like doesn't at all.
I think it's good.
So. I get winded running for the trains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm feeling kind of low key and out is because I'm just digesting some tendies right now. But I feel like I'm detecting like a kind of you doing okay over there?
Am I doing okay over here?
Yeah.
I'm a little, got a little bit of a haggis craving, you know, but.
Is that so distracting
What can you do?
Did you just tell me about how difficult it is to procure haggis and now it's just kind of eating away at you that you can't have genuine haggis with the good shit?
I can't just go get it anytime I want like people in Scotland can.
They can just go to the fucking corner store. They can go to the Scottish equivalent of the 7-Eleven or the bodega and get it.
And the clerk will recite the Robert Burns poem right there. That's the law.
And then you have to do a shot with the guy at the Scottish bodega.
Yes. And in the bigger cities, they go through clerks pretty quick because.
They're just, they drink.
It's just too many. It's too many shots.
They just drink themselves to death.
I heard last night, I was watching, have you been watching, what's the show called? The Snoop and Martha cooking show?
Oh, like, it's something like.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Oh, the joke is that potluck is in the title.
They're potluck because it's got, right, because it's a weed joke.
Yep.
It's an incredible show.
I've seen clips from the first couple episodes. Who were the guests?
Last night, the guests were... And when I say last night, this is an older episode, but...
Sure.
It was... what's the man's name? Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
That's the one.
That's how you're legally obligated to say it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Can you run that back by me, Caitlin, please?
Sorry. The first guest, the name of the man was... Jason Derulo.
There we go. I'm going to auto-tune both of those.
The other guest was some lady who I've never heard of her, but apparently she was on The Real World in like 2004.
Oof, Derulo. What did you do to get paired with someone who's not a real celebrity?
And this lady, one of the first things she said, it was so incredible. Martha Stewart served her some of her homemade eggnog, which had like three different kinds of booze in it. And this woman says, oh, it's very strong. And I do shots.
I mean.
Like. I do shots.
I mean, yeah, I do shots. That means I don't see what's so wrong with that.
It's just.
If you're telling me, if you're at the bar and you see the person who goes up and their first drink they order is a shot and they just toss it back.
Yeah.
And then you know that the next drink they're going to get is a shot. And
then you think to yourself, oh, that person is the kind who does shots.
Exactly. But are you going to say that when you see that person and then you compare them to like some beer sipper, some casual beer sipper, you're going to see the shots person, at least you're going to perceive them as drinking more, right? And drinking harder, right? At least a little bit.
I suppose. But it's just like,
Then if you drink, you take a sip of Martha's concoction and you're like, wow, woof.
It's just the thing that it seems like to me is just like, it's like if you took a bite of a steak and you said, oh, wow, this is very beef. And I eat burgers.
Oh, okay.
It's just like.
Wait, but hold on. That's actually fine, right? Because you take a bite of the steak.
No,
you take a bite of the steak. You go, this is very beef, and I eat burgers. But why you're saying this is because she took a sip of Martha's concoction, right? And goes, yeah. Wow, this is very strong. And I do shots, which is literally just the alcohol, which is another way of saying, Martha, this mixed drink is basically just alcohol.
It's not the comparison. It's not like you're saying that all I can taste in here is booze. It's just the statement.
No, that is what it is.
It's just a statement. It's just a way of describing yourself as someone who does shots. Like,
I would describe myself as someone who eats burgers.
And like, listen,
in a big way.
And what I'm saying is that's an unusual way to identify yourself, right? Because like, okay, I get the dichotomy drinking and not drinking, right?
Okay.
Like, some people don't drink, okay? But amongst people who drink, I would say that most of those people have at some point done a shot. And so
I think you're saying like they're saying like I have done a shot and therefore I do shots, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm saying this person is clearly going out and saying I only do shots, no beer, no wine, no mixed drinks. I do shots. I am an expert on just alcohol in small portions.
And the tone of it. Listen, we need to leave this. At some point, we need to just leave this, maybe get some listener feedback at some point. Just the tone of it is so much to me like a 17-year-old.
Now that
announcing.
I might agree with, depending on if I could hear the tone exactly replicated. I feel like you're doing this person maybe a disservice. Unless they literally said it like, and I do shots.
Okay, well, it wasn't. That's not how 17-year-olds talk most of the time.
Well, that's how I sounded. So what are you saying about me?
No comment there.
Can we click on
anything
link? Yes.
Yeah. We can. I don't know which one. We could click academic.
I think maybe. That's
university.
Probably too broad. Both of those probably are. Is there really not a link to United Kingdom where it's mentioned earlier on the page?
Oh,
it's
on. Yeah, it's the word is there. The words is there.
How obnoxious!
The link's not there.
Let's go with university, and maybe let's try to plow through some.
Find some good use. University of Oxford, classic, great U.
Uh huh.
What else do we got?
Modern universities.
But maybe we need to go back. University of like.
Wait, there's like history of European
Edinburgh?
Something something. Look at all these. Look at all these fucking college looking colleges.
Yeah.
Sorry, universities.
Kind of what we're looking for.
What
I'm getting at is how old are universities in Scotland? And when I say that, I know about the University of Edinburgh.
And that's
And that's it. How old's that place, huh?
Why are you asking me? You know,
because it's
you know that there's no way I can wring any kind of comedy blood from this stone of like, how old is it? Like, am I supposed to just, like, get closest without going over? Is this, like, Price is Right rules?
Sure, why not?
It is... Wait. Yeah, okay. No, closest without going over makes sense. Okay. I'm going to say the University of Edinburgh is... 230 years old.
Oh.
Too much?
230 years old?
Yeah, that seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Matt, Harvard is like 400 years old.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to... Okay.
And Harvard's in America, and people have been living in Scotland for a lot longer.
Hey, you know what? Universities ain't been around for all that time, though.
There's a section in this article called Medieval Universities.
But not necessarily in Scotland.
I bet you.
So?
I bet you that it dates at least... I bet it's older than Harvard, at least. That's my guess.
That's your guess? Okay. Do I get a second shot, or am I stuck at...
I mean, sure. I don't
know
the answer.
Am I stuck at 230, and then you go 231, and I lose.
And Caitlin wins.
And Drew Carey comes out and is like, you did a bad job. You fucked up.
Yeah.
Also Cleveland
the
rocks.
Thing is, the question is, do I click medieval university, which is going to yield a list of medieval universities, or do I click list of early modern universities? I don't know. You know?
So this is maybe the
this is a key juncture here.
This is maybe the hill I can die on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say early modern.
Okay, let's do it.
And if I fucked up, you know, who knows?
Oh, okay. You got lucky here.
Early
because
modern.
Because it does include list of universities existing in the early modern age but created before.
Ha ha.
So.
Let's see though. Let's see okay. What's actually here.
Oldest university, University of Bologna, apparently.
Huh. All right. Interesting.
Let's see. Let's see how dumb one or both of us is.
This is a fucking
okay.
Long
so there's list. University of Glasgow. There is one of those, and it dates to 1451.
Okay.
University of St. Andrews.
1411. I'm not seeing Edinburgh, though.
Not yet.
Maybe it's...
Old Aberdeen, 1495. Okay.
Please happen in the late 1700s. Please, 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 please.
Let's see.
Something like that. Edinburgh. Oh, I see it.
You see it? Where is it?
Oh, it's 1582 or
yeah,
83.
See, I told you.
Oh, I did a bad job.
I win.
So,
I'm the best.
But you tell me this, Caitlin. None of these link directly to Scotland. Don't that suck?
Yeah, it does.
So we're in this together.
So sue me.
Which Glasgow? Just Glasgow?
Why not? It's the second one. It's the first one, but it's not.
Sure. Okay. Step five, University of Glasgow.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find something funny to talk about there.
They got a logo with a fish on it.
Well, now, what's funny about fish? Explain.
You know,
explain.
You know, they're floppy.
That is.
And this one's.
That is kind of amusing. Also,
this one's upside down. And he's got a hook in his mouth.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck is the point of this on this? So,
just a lot of pictures. This is just like sort of a free association exercise.
So this is the logo for University of Glasgow. All right, we got a what do you call this shape of shield where it's
shield shape,
flat top, and then a rounded bottom that ends in a terminal point at the bottom most tip, right?
Yeah.
It's like a royal blue, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
On the right, there's a cowbell.
Yep.
On the left, there's a branch with a bird on it. But
I think it's a tree.
Okay, it might be a tree, maybe. But then that's
might be an artichoke.
Yeah, it looks kind of like an artichoke or a hop, really.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a tree, that's a huge fucking bird.
Or it's
top.
A small tree.
Then it's just an artichoke.
Okay.
Then you
True,
got this fucking
point.
Flipped over fish. At the bottom with a hook in its mouth, looking real dumb, and I must say, very floppy.
Yeah.
And then some kind of staff?
It's like a a scepter, I would say.
A scepter, but with a book at the top?
With a book at the top.
Which is a very inconvenient...
Well, the book makes sense. The book is maybe the only part of it that really...
This is a university. We,
it's a school.
We do these here.
We read the books and write them.
Yeah, but I would say attaching a book to your scepter, not a great way to do it. And then
I don't know that it's attached. I think they just sort of ran out of room and had to make them touch
they
it.
They just had to stuff it up there.
Yeah.
And then the motto is Via Veritas Vita, the way, the truth, the life, which by the
way, ominous.
Via Veritas Vita sounds like there's definitely like 90,000 Instagram accounts out there
that are called that.
That are some variation in the profile of Via Veritas Vita, baby. And then it's
live,
just
laugh,
like
love, Via Veritas Vita.
It's like the live, laugh, love of university slogans.
Of college.
The way, the truth, the life, baby. And then it's like a picture of like someone who looks like Pitbull, sunglasses on, lounging on a beach.
I have to say, I don't actually know. Do we feel it's more or less obnoxious than Harvard's slogan, which is just the truth? Is that Harvard?
Veritas?
It's one of the Ivies. Yeah.
I believe that is Harvard, yes.
Is that better or worse? Because
I've always read it as like Veritas? The truth? I don't know. I know there's not
like,
a question
like
mark
that
there.
Reading. I like that reading a lot.
Harvard? Really? You're going with Harvard?
Harvard? Because Via Veritas Vita definitely does have this kind of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants quality.
Yeah.
Is it, you know what? No, fuck Harvard. Harvard's is definitely worse, unless you read it with a question mark, in which case it's turns fun. But
does Reed have a Latin motto?
Nope.
We just got the unofficial one, right?
We just got the dumb one.
Just got
which I'm not gonna repeat here.
Yeah.
You can if you want, but I shall not.
Why do you really think it's that dumb?
I prefer the modernization of it, which I don't know if you remember.
Refresh my memory.
Liability, liability, liability.
Oh, that modernization.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really dig that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I feel like someone tried to pitch like socialism, mm-hmm. agnosticism, mm-hmm. polyamory.
Safe sex, I think, was the last one.
Well, that last one doesn't even need to be a motto,
saying.
Yeah.
But in the 19-teens, when the college was founded, people weren't thinking about that.
Yeah. If I feel like we've talked on the show before about the guy who worked at my neighborhood plaid pantry, who had the little additional thing on his name tag that it was a laminated pin that he made at home that said atheist on it, right?
Oh, good Lord. I know about this. I don't know if you've ever talked about it here.
And I saw this thing in the news the other day that's like, atheists are the most underrepresented group in American government.
That's because they fucking suck and everyone hates them.
Okay, well... I didn't want to go that strong.
Sorry. No, atheists are fine. Just don't print a fucking laminated tag.
There is something that just like, and I know it's, there's no difference in practice in a way. And for, you know, all sorts of questions of equality, you got to bring it up. But there is something weird about being like, I have decided that I'm out of the religion game. I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a thing. And then saying, but you got to respect my belief that it ain't a thing.
Yeah. Like I your thing, it's mm-hmm. stupid. And me, my thing is smart. And I think that you need to just admit that and give me, I don't know, some recognition.
Well, it's like I'm not going to discount the lived experiences of people who've been like, especially like in the context of their families, been like, hey, I don't believe in this. I'm an atheist now. I think there is no God. And their families like reacted very poorly.
And for sure.
And that stinks. But yeah, there is definitely just something about, like, and I think, honestly, it's that, like, it's their messengers, right?
Yeah.
It's the people, is, it's the people is, who've Matt, been elected by the broader atheist community to speak.
Yeah, by the atheist cabal.
Yeah.
Listen, the thing is, those people that you just described that had to tell their families this and it didn't go well, you know, of course I have sympathy for that. That sucks. Those are not the people that work at the Plaid Pantry who have a name tag that also says atheist on
you
it.
You don't know
those
that. You don't
those
know
are different
that.
Groups.
You can't say that with complete confidence. That guy might have been through some shit. You don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, what you really got to do is you got to live your life with an open mind to these kind of things, Caitlin, no matter how weird it seems, you know. Via Veritas Vita, baby.
True, yeah. That's a good point.
the way I'm the gonna... truth, the light... is my new favorite shit. I wish I had gone to University of Glasgow.
The way the truth of life.
The way the truth of life. That's my new fucking catchphrase. All right, Scotland, step six. This our man better be on here.
Our boy's gonna be on here. We don't even need to worry. Don't even sweat.
I'm not, except from the Popeyes.
Okay. Culture.
I've talked about this now so much this episode, and I gotta ask you, what did you eat for dinner?
I've not eaten dinner yet.
Oh shit, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. My roommate is about to get home and they want to go to Kachka. So
remind me,
or may not go there.
Remind me again what Kachka is. I feel like I went there once.
It's a Russian restaurant and they make that vodka that has the horseradish infused in it.
Oh yes, okay.
And they do what you call small plates.
Do they not do like pasties?
Oh, you can get a meal there, but it's gonna cost you.
I just had a burp.
Yes.
That was buffalo flavored.
Sounds typical, to be honest with you.
What's your preferred chicken sauce?
Is chicken sauce?
Is it that piri piri sauce?
No, it's the, if you go to Reel 'Em In Portland.
Oh, and you this is the first time I've thought about Reel 'Em In so long.
you mix the barbecue. Well, you're eating all of the sauces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get this kind of, there's like the mustard sauce and the barbecue sauce.
That mustard they have.
The ketchup.
Fuck.
And it all kind of ends up sort of mixed together a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That mix is my favorite.
There is going to be a day when I visit Portland again. And I mean, not like there will come a day when I grace the city with my presence. No,
mm-hmm.
There will be a trip. And a whole day of that trip, I'm going to spend on on Division Street. Because how the day isn't going to start out. Also, okay, I'm going to say this here because I know none of these fuckers are listening to the show. And if they are, they need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So I crunched the numbers the other day and realized how many days it had been since I ate a Spielman bagel. And mm-hmm. I just put an innocuous tweet out there being like, oh man, it's been this many days since I had a Spielman bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. Like
sad. Sad face.
Sad face. And someone immediately jumps on and goes like, you live in New York City. You can't complain.
Yeah, of course.
You have access to the greatest bagels in the world. And it's
greatest
just like
bagels on earth, baby. Big Apple, concrete jungle.
Every fucking time this happens, it's someone who doesn't give a shit about the bagel lifestyle.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Large. No,
they don't
really care about New York bagels, yet they're jumping in to defend the honor of New York bagels.
They don't live that bag life.
They don't live that bag life. They think that I don't still eat like 5 bagels a week.
They never double bagged ever.
They've
not one time.
Never double bagged. And they don't know shit about Spielman because they don't know that it's a really chill spot.
It's the chillest spot. It's honestly like,
and if you're there for there the, was, if you're there for the bagel, you're there for the coffee that would still get
friends.
You fucked up. And
you're
the friends
the
that would get you fucked up.
Yes. If there was like, if I had to save one thing in Portland other than like my friends and loved ones, mm-hmm. from some sort of apocalypse,
yes,
would be Spielman bagels.
That would be my, like,
that's the one thing.
Look, people ask me, what's my fucking zombie apocalypse plan? And it's like, I'm gonna, like, gather everybody I know and gather the staff of Spielman's, and we're gonna hold out in there. And I don't care if it's not the most defensible spot. If I'm gonna go out, I wanna go out with a fucking everything bagel with that spicy cream cheese in my mouth.
You're gonna have the bagels, you're gonna have that sourdough starter at the ready. You know, we're gonna get through this, we're gonna ride this thing out, and when the apocalypse is over, we're gonna rebuild it. One sourdough bagel at a time.
This is just the fucking, yeah, it's the fucking thing that's so galling to me. They don't understand that I could appreciate it for it being a different thing, for it being a cool spot. I went to their fucking holiday party last year.
Yeah, your family. Spielman, when you're here,
your family. I got.
We should pitch that to them as a potential slogan.
It sounds really good. I can't believe no one's used that right? before.
Yeah.
So I would spend a whole day on Division Street, I want to say.
Okay.
Starting out the day at Spielman.
Right, of course.
Getting wildly drunk at Beer Mongers, just the mm-hmm. nicest of the beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably rounding out the night with getting some Reelamin, maybe playing a game of pool there, but more likely just eating the chicken as fast as possible and going to sleep. Because that's also
in the Reelamin.
If need be. I feel like I never really stayed awake for more than an hour and a half after finishing a helping of Reelamin chicken.
Yeah, it'll do that to you. Yeah, you would be.
I've got buffalo burps now. That stuff.
You got the buffalo burps.
If you tried to eat
Reelamin on a subway train, you would be dead right now. Can't be done.
Well, first, someone would attack me for my stupendous fried chicken that you can't
That's
get here in New
thing.
York.
That's the first thing.
You know,
after that, you live through that, you finish that chicken. Oh, boy.
Someone's going to listen to this and be doubly mad at me about the Spielman thing, even though they're wrong. And they're going to be like, actually, the greatest fried chicken is in New York City. And it's going to be like, no, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Let us click on Burns Night.
Wait, is it
right here?
It's already there?
Right here.
Ah, shit.
Burns Night.
This isn't quite what we wanted, right?
No, it is. It's a redirect.
Oh. Oh, hey. Step 7.
Here we are.
Burns Supper. Wow.
Can we talk just for a second? I just want to comment on Robert Burns's cute little sideburns.
Now, he's not the man for which they're named, right?
No. I got in a conversation, possible argument with someone about this recently.
What do you mean possible argument? Lay this out for me.
It was sort of a you know what? It was a person I know from high school who has this tendency to bullshit just like really aggressively.
Mm.
And he doesn't mean it aggressively, but it always sounds aggressive. And I think that he was telling me that
this is a high school person, right?
This is a person from high school.
Cuz you and I know someone who stretches the truth.
I don't know who you're thinking of, but it's not whoever that is. It's not that
okay.
person. And he was telling me that sideburns are, I gotta look this up. He was telling me that sideburns are named for someone named Burnsides? Ambrose Burnside.
Yeah. I mean,
is this a fact?
That they're named for him?
Yeah.
His distinctive style of facial hair became known as sideburns, derived from his last name. It says that on Wikipedia right there.
Because why don't they call them Burnsides? You know? There's no a priori reason. It's not like the hair on your face is called burns. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Why aren't they called Burnsides? This is a mystery.
I mean, Caitlin, I remember them always being called Burnsides.
Oh my god. we have to get the memorizer.
We have to go back.
What are they called? What we need to think of a name for this person that memorizes Wikipedia.
For our human
the reciter.
I think the giver.
The giver.
We just use some established fiction.
I don't know. When you say established, that's not a thing. You might be thinking of the famous YA book, The Taker, but sort of like the opposite of that.
Oh,
is
no!
that what you're thinking?
Did you read that book that we can't agree on the title of in middle school or whatever?
I read it as a young person, yeah.
For class or?
I don't think so, no.
Mm. I wrote a very basic essay on that book.
You wrote a book report on that? What'd you say?
It wasn't a book. Okay, a book. Let's hammer out
this. Did you take a stance on it?
Let's hammer out this definition, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't think I ever actually wrote a book report, right? Like, mm-hmm. I've been tasked to write summaries. We would have mm-hmm. to do that early on.
Well, that's a book report. I mean, they can call it what they want but that's what a book report is.
But they would call it a summary for a reason, okay. I feel like.
Well,
and then we
to
had...
make you feel smarter than you should at that age.
Okay, sure. But then we started, like, easing our way into essays, and I've always felt like a book report is, if not somewhere between those two, then it's like you write about what the book was and your like response to it, like how you
yeah.
feel about it.
Yeah,
is that not a book
yeah.
report?
I feel like a book report is really a range of forms, and when you're a little bit younger, maybe it starts with just a summary. And as you get a little bit older, you start to inject your own opinion into it.
Now, what makes a really great book report? Would a great book report still be worth reading for you or I? Would we get something out of the greatest book report?
Well, I mean, I think I think I pick up my copy of, you know, The Atlantic, and I flip to the book review section. I think that's what I'm looking at.
No, those are book reviews.
It's a book report. It's all book reports.
Caitlin, you can't start calling all these things book reports. Are Wikipedia articles book reports?
If they're about books, they are.
So, if it's like a book of Robert Burns's poetry.
Mm-hmm. That's different. That's a book.
But if it's a Wikipedia page about it.
Yes, that's a book report. That's a book report.
So, yeah, we got to get these people memorizing these book reports real fast, right?
Yes, and all the other kinds of reports that Wikipedia has.
Can you tell me what the definition of cooling out is before it changes on us as we skip timelines again?
It's an informal set of practices used by colleges, especially two-year, junior, and community colleges, to handle students whose lack of academic ability or other resources prevent them from achieving the educational goals they have developed for themselves.
Weird.
So, yeah, pretty, like, not as cool as I thought it was.
Yeah, not really that.
Not really fun.
Not really that fun.
Important, probably. Fun. Mm.
I think, forget cooling out. We should all chill out in the year 2017. Just like, seriously, everybody chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out.
Please.
For a second.
Please, God, just chill. It's been quite the time to be in... the Afalmar and try to get active in various scenes. And there's just this, yeah, just this vibe in the air. And I think it would just be much better. Why did you click on that? I was just about to say things would be much better if we all just chilled out and you clicked on.
I clicked on a picture of haggis.
You clicked on haggis.jpg, which if I'm right, this has to be maybe the only haggis.jpg uploaded to Wikipedia.
Maybe.
.org.
Let me look at...
Wait, hold on, Caitlin.
What?
Go back to haggis.jpg. It is kind of making me feel sick.
Okay.
But go back to that one.
Hold on, yeah.
And tell me what the fuck that knife is.
This knife that's next to the haggis?
Yes.
This is... I didn't tell you about this part of the ceremony, but this is the... this is the blood dagger.
This is some made up bullshit.
You use it to kill the sheep first, and then later you use it to cut the haggis open. And then after that you can use it for blood magics.
My mom the big Highlander fan
yeah.
that she was would get magazines like quarterly sent to the house that were just like Highlander memorabilia catalogs. Not
oh my god.
Not magazines so much as just like shopping catalogs.
Quarterly?
I remember them coming pretty frequently. Maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be able to order your VHS tape collections of the latest season through there and like keychains and all this stuff. And there was always the 2-page spread at the back of the book that was just the fucking sword replicas. Every sword from Highlander.
Of course.
But if you couldn't justify buying the sword,
yeah.
don't you worry. They also had daggers
yeah.
for each one that was yeah. the same like design of hilt.
Yeah.
And I swear to fucking God, if that dagger on that plate of haggis isn't a fucking Highlander replica dagger, I don't know what it could possibly be. I quit. If that's not true.
We done? We good here?
I think we're good here.
We're good here. This has been Can You Get to That? I have been Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, BESTKABEST. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I'll put it on Twitter later. I don't want to spoil the surprise. I got a great little gift from my aunt over the holidays relating to my Twitter name. You can find the show on Twitter at Get to That. That's it.
You can also find the show on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. Cool. And I'm Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. I ain't got anything else to plug right now, but all I'm going to say is if you're family, you should definitely consider following me on Twitter and keep your ear to the ground, you know? If you're family. Salute. Yeah.
If you're family, you're here. I think.
Someone's got to use that dang catchphrase.
Yeah, it's too good to pass up. You know what? And the way, the truth, the life? Is that our new motto?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay. Well, I just have one last question for you.
Yeah, what is it?
What if technology bad, though?